guys. My name is Ariana, and this is Ariana's Thoughts. Welcome to the very first episode of my very first podcast of my very first miniseries. Yep, it's a lot of firsts, so clap your hands for this moment. At least I will. Okay, that's enough. A little about me is I am from Houston, Texas. I am Mexican-American. I am first-generation college. And I'm also a first-generation journalism major. You know, from the college thing. So yeah, my favorite color is green. The only reason I liked it when I was a kid was because I thought it would make me different. Over time, I just ended up liking the color genuinely. And my favorite ice cream is mint chocolate chip. A lot of people don't like it. I do. I think it tastes amazing. I just don't like it when there's chocolate drizzle. Yep. And I only like to eat outside. Yeah, that was very weird of me to say. That was very, very weird. But this is just a hiccup. Let's move on and let's get into this episode. So the reason I say mini-series is because in this little mini-series, I will be talking about Melanie Martinez's new album drop, K through 12. So it doesn't officially come out until September 6th, but we have been getting teaser trailers for it. And she even just dropped one today, so why don't we get into that? If you don't know who she is already, Melanie Martinez is an American singer-songwriter, and she got her start up, I want to say, in 2014. That's when a lot of momentum came to her because of her release of Dollhouse for her music video. That's when I started listening to her too. She also came out on The Voice performing the song Toxic. So that's where she got her majority of the attention from. She was really, really good actually. And even before that, she had already had her own little YouTube channel. She was making her own music already, plus her very own homemade music videos. Businesswoman is for sure in her characteristics. After that, like I said, going back to what I just said, she created her music Dollhouse. So in Dollhouse, she had created a character called Crybaby, and Crybaby is basically her in a cartoon form. I'm going to say Crybaby's life is very sad and very tragic. She lost her dad. She was abused, kidnapped, the love of her life abused her as well. It was just a whole thing. It was a whole soap opera. But if you want to know more about Melanie Martinez and the whole Little Crybaby series, go to her YouTube channel and go see her songs. She actually makes some really great songs. Now that we're a little caught up to this point, let's go into teaser trailer number one. So in teaser trailer one, we see Crybaby walk into a classroom. When she walks in, all eyes are on her. Which, if everybody's, you know, doing work and then out of nowhere someone just comes in, of course you're gonna be like, who's there? Why do we do that? I don't know. Anyway, she walks in, all eyes are on her. The teacher turns her head and smiles at her, and then she's just like, oh my gosh, I'm about to die here. Screen pans over, K through 12. So that's basically a review of what happened in Crybaby. I mean, and teaser trailer number one. My bad. So, now that we have reviewed and established what was going on, let's go into detail. So, one of the first things that I noticed was there was a whole lot of K through 12 symbols, which I know that that's the name of the album, but is that also the name of the school? Because, I mean, we all know what K through 12 stands for, so kindergarten, first, second, third, all the way to 12th grade, but we actually don't have a defined name in there, so we're just gonna have to assume that that's their school name. Now, if that's their school name, how are they supposed to differentiate grades, different levels for these kids? I don't know. And who knows, maybe in the next one we'll be able to see that. The next thing I saw was the surveillance cameras. So whenever she walks in, if you look at the very back of the classroom, you could see like three surveillance cameras on the top. And that to me shows a lot of what probably this scene is going to be about. It's gonna be about conformity. Maybe these kids have to uphold to a specific standard, and it's like for trouble. See, I'm thinking about this like the surveillance cameras are probably like for troubled kids, so this is probably a school for kids who were different or troublesome to get them to stay in line, not to color outside the lines, you know, that kind of thing. The next thing is the uniforms. So the uniforms kind of tie in with the surveillance camera, you know, everything has to be tip-top shape. Everything has to be the same thing. The uniforms, the girls are wearing dresses and the boys are wearing shirts and trousers. And boys are blue, girls are pink. And usually that's not how a normal uniform school works. Girls are usually also able to wear shorts, but not in this case. In this case, the boys are the only ones who are allowed to wear shorts. Well, that's what I'm getting from the music video, at least. Well, teaser trailer, not music video. I already want it to be September 6th. But Melanie, when she comes in, she's the only girl wearing purple. She's the only one with flowers on her shoulder pads. Not shoulder pads, but like her shoulder sleeves. And I think that says that she stands out from the crowd. She is a new student being taken in to this school. And I want to go ahead and say, whenever you first watch this teaser trailer for the first one, the subject that you're seeing going on is science. Why do I bring this up and why would the subject be important? Because there are posters of the moon, the planets, and the solar system. Melanie is she's different from her other peers. So I am going to say that the reason you see a lot of planet posters, moon posters, is because basically she is coming to another planet. It's like basically the first day of school. You are going into something that you are not comfortable with. It is outside of not your reach, but your comfort zone. And for her to be doing this and just going as in as a new student, they're probably like, whoa, like she's the alien right now. But that's how I'm seeing it. That she is out of the ordinary. She is the alien. And the last thing I'm going to talk about right now is the silicon noise the teacher makes when she smiles. Whenever she turns her head, it's like, "Er," and then she smiles, "Er." So it sounds very rubbery. And I want to say and point this out is because I think it ties back to the scene Dollhouse, to the music video Dollhouse and Crybaby. Both those music videos. Why? Because they're dolls. They are dolls. And when the teacher smiles, it smiles as if silicone is being stretched or rubber is being pulled as she turns her head. So maybe K through 12 is just another dollhouse, but it's a school. But then again, these are just my thoughts on things. And this has been the first episode of my podcast. Yay! We made it to the end. This was my very first time doing something like this. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. Please tell me what you liked, what you didn't like, what you think I need to work on. Constructive criticism, please. There is a fine line. Thanks again. I will be posting soon, maybe. I still want to do extensive research just to make sure I was able to get my points across the way I did with these. Please like and share if you really like this podcast. It would do me a huge favor. Thank you again. This has been Ariana Stats, signing off. I should choose another catchphrase.